Good afternoon, boys and girls. It's time for another frolic with Jolly Bill and Jane. Just where Jolly Bill and Jane will ride to on the magic cable car, no one ever knows. But you can rest assured they'll keep things a-humming for 15 minutes. Aha, hear that bell? It's the little magic cable car coming around the curve with Jolly Bill and Jane.
How do you do, my sweet little people? Here we are again.
Jolly Bill and Jane.
All aboard the magic cable car. Today we
Uncle
will
Bill.
Go today.
Uncle Bill, the yes. birthday bench. It's covered with your favorite flowers.
My Jane, lovely. Just what I've been wishing for. What lovely flowers. I love the little birthday bench, don't you?
Oh, I love it.
Now let's see who's number one on the birthday bench today. Sue Brockaway. Always takes care of her little sister when they cross streets. Oh, that's mighty nice of you indeed. Keep it up. You're a real safety soldier. Bobby Pritchett has a birthday today. Karen Christensen. And so on. Jackie Sheehan, the baseball player. And Eloise, if you please.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear buddy.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, that's
fine. Jolly Bill, safety soldiers on parade. Left, right, left. Company halt, 1, 2.
What a fine, snappy crew. There's a great company indeed. Now we'll tell the world who belongs to this wonderful company of safety soldiers. We'll start right in with Richard Keyes, Billy Corey. Find your places, boys and girls. George Bias, Joan and Janet Brown. And Jackie, you move right in over here, Jackie Sheehan. That's right. I heard about your baseball playing at Jefferson. That's mighty good. Kathy Hood, sit right over here alongside of Jackie Sheehan. And who is this? Bobby Hawes. Put it there, Bobby. Mighty glad to see you. And Lloyd Ackerman. And Stephen Dunn. And Aunt Liz. Well, Aunt Liz, want to come along today? Good. Hop aboard. And there's little Evie Hawes, too. Oh, we have a lot of room. Yes, sir. Come right aboard. And there's Teresa Lowe from Berkeley and Carol Ann Stansbury and Brother Eugene Paul Stansbury. Darla Granger, Joel Tauber, Patty Walsh from Marysville. Oh, Vicky's a great sketcher. And here's another Vicky. No, it isn't Vicky. It's Nikki, isn't it? Nikki Peters. What's that, Nikki? Huh? Oh, a little closer, Nikki. I just want to hear. Oh, I know. You want to know if Jane can say better, batter, bought some butter, but she said the butter better. Jane, come here.
Right, Uncle Bill.
Listen, can you say Betty Batter's butter is bitter, butter, batter?
Oh, you got it all mixed up, Uncle Bill. I know that one by heart.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right. It'll please Nikki if you tell her all about it.
Okay,
so
now
let her go now.
Listen, Batty Bitter.
Now wait a minute. Take it easy. You sure you know it?
Oh, certainly, Uncle Bill.
Right,
now just a minute. Batty Bitter bought some butter, batter, but bitter butter. I know it, Uncle Bill.
You know it. Well, now, all right. Now just take it nice and easy. Now that's all right. Just keep thinking about it. Let her go now.
Now this time, Betty Batter bought some butter, but she said this butter's bitter. If I put it in my batter, it will make my batter bitter. But a bit of better butter will but make my batter bitter. So Betty bought a bit of butter, better than the bitter butter, and made her batter better.
You made it.
Did I do it all right, Uncle Bill?
Very good. You doed it very well, indeed. So let's continue with our cable car. Let's get it loaded up.
Uncle Charlie's here, Uncle Bill.
Charlie Miller?
Uh-huh.
And he has with him a can of thoroughfed dog food. Well, now, Charlie, sit right down over here in the corner. That's right. First of all, let's see. Sandra Lee Robbins and Frank Harris, Edward and Valerie White, Pittsburgh, Janet Clark, Audrey Williams, Jacqueline Harris, Barbara Bell Bland. Well, hello, Barbara. Catherine Biber, Carol McGee, Sam Wolf, and Sam, you're growing, aren't you? Oh, you'll grow as big and tall and strong, like just like your father. Sit over here. You have your sister with you. Hello, Diane.
Oh, looky, Uncle Bill. Look at the
so
cute little
nice.
Dogs.
Yeah.
This one's name is Babe, and this one is Brownie.
Oh, Babe and Brownie Wolf. Well, that's a nice name for dogs, Wolf. Sit right over here. Marshall Richmond, Alice Devine.
And Alice brought Inky with her, Uncle Bill. Look at him.
Hello, Inky. Well, well, you certainly are a remarkable dog. I'll tell you that. Oh, all right. Did you send in the name for the puppy that you did? All right, well, then off we go. Let her go out. Whither away today, my little lady?
Well, we've talked about it and discussed it, Uncle Bill, and we all decided that we'd love to go to Turtle Town.
Know exactly where it is. Yes, Turtle Town. Angels, can't we? Away we go to Turtle Town. Let her go. Off to Turtle... Oh, just a minute. Here's the children's hospital. We must stop here for just a second.
Okay, Uncle Bill.
Want to cheer up Andy Morse?
What happened to Andy, Uncle Bill?
He's right up at that window up there. Hello, Andy.
Hi, Andy. What happened to him, Uncle Bill?
Had his tonsils removed.
Good riddance.
Atta boy. Tony! So long, Tony. Take care of Andy now. We'll be back again sometime. Cheer up. Away we go to Tuttletown. Let her go. Right over the hills. And my gravy, look at this town, James.
What is it, Uncle Bill? What's the name of it?
Jimtown. It's Jamestown, but they call it Jimtown. Now, Sonora.
Sonora. Bert Freeman lives there, Uncle Bill.
Great up-and-coming artist. Twain Hart up that way. Oh, yes, yes. And, oh, look out now. Here we are. We're coming into Tuttletown. Hold everything. Whoops. Here we are. Tuttletown.
Uncle Bill, is this Turtletown?
Yes, this is Tuttletown. The glory that was Tuttletown. Look up your California history. This was one of the great old gold mining towns. Why, when I was a boy back in 1848...
Huh?
I mean, when my father was a boy, great sacks of gold were taken out of this town. Oh, it made men ever so rich. Rich beyond the fondest dreams of Avarice.
Look at that little store over there, Uncle Bill.
Oh, yeah, that little store. That's a cute little store. That's about all there's left of old Tuttletown, California. Did Mark Twain ever hear that name?
Oh, sure, Uncle Bill. He wrote The Jumping Frog.
Yes, The Jumping Frog of Calaveras County. Well, he used to shop in that little store, Jane. Yes, sir. That's what he did. And you know what? If Mark Twain were alive today, you know what he'd like to do?
What, Uncle Bill?
He'd like to listen to you sing right here, for instance, stars, he'd say. Yes, he'd like to hear you sing a song called, let me think now, Alice Blue Gown. Do you know it?
Certainly, Uncle Bill, and I'd love to sing Alice Blue Gown.
Oh, and I know a young lady. I know a young lady by the name of Barbara Ann O'Reilly who'd be tickled pink to hear you sing Alice Blue Gown. Eloise, if you please.
I once had a gown, it was almost new. Oh, the daintiest thing, it was sweet Alice Blue. With little forget-me-nots placed here and there. When I had it on, I walked on the air. And it wore, and it wore, and it wore. Till it went, and it wasn't no more. In my sweet little Alice Blue gown. When I first wandered down into town, I was both proud and shy as I felt every eye. But in every shop window, I'd primp passing by. Then in manner of fashion, I'd frown, and the world seemed to smile all around.
Are you sure this is Turtletown?
This is Tuttletown, yes, yes, this is Tuttletown.
I don't see any turtles anyplace, Uncle Bill.
Turtles?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you said Tuttletown.
Oh, no, Uncle Bill, I want Turtletown, not Tuttletown.
Oh, you're thinking of the tortoise, the Tuttle. Little Tuttles hopping around, Tuttles the hare.
Uh-huh, that's right, Uncle Bill.
Yes.
That's just what I meant, Turtletown. And Kathy Hood wants you to tell the story of the turtle. I mean the turtle and the rabbit.
Jane,
and
you're
the
getting
hare.
Me, you're getting me all hot and peppered up here. What you want to hear is the story of the tortoise and the hare.
That's exactly what I want, Uncle Bill.
Well, there's no better setting than this one right here. You know, Mark Twain, you know, and Bret Hart wrote many wonderful stories here. There's no reason why we can't tell the story of the tortoise and the hare right here.
Righto, Uncle Bill. I'm all ears and ready to listen to every word.
Eloise, if you please. A long, long time ago, there was a rabbit, a hare, with great big long ears, and he was always boasting of his speed. Oh, how he bragged. There's no one in this whole country you can run as fast as I can. That's what he told every creature in the neighborhood. Up and down he strutted, thumbing his suspenders. Who wants to race me? Well, the other animals, they were tired of hearing his boasting and his eternal bragging all the time. But no one ever offered to race him until one day, a turtle, that is, spoke up. The voice of the turtle. I will race you, he said in slow, calm drawl. Well, when the hare heard that, he just bust right out laughing. And all the animals, oh, they all looked so surprised. For every one of them knew that the turtle was the slowest of them all. Oh, he chuckled. Oh, the old hare chuckled. That's a good joke. Well, I could beat you without half trying, I could. Wait till you have one before you start boasting, said the turtle. Well, the race was on. They lined up. Went the weasel. The hare bounded off in a great burst of speed. Atomic speed, if you please. And left the poor turtle far behind in the dust and stoor and clobber. Soon the hare looked back. Finding that he couldn't see the turtle, he decided to just lie down, take a little rest in the shade of a great big tree. Just wait a little while. This, he thought, would help make the race more exciting. But waiting made the hare sleepy. He yawned. stretched himself. He decided to get a little shut-eye, a little sleep. Just a winky-wee-wink. Well, the winky-wee-wink stretched on and on and on, and the hare fell sound asleep in the shade of the old apple tree. Now, all this time, the turtle was plodding along the hot and very dusty road. He came ever so slowly, but he kept right at it. Never gave up. No. And as soon as he passed the sleeping rabbit under the tree by the roadside, the turtle passed by without making a sound. Not even a wheep to wake up the careless hare. But finally, when the hare woke up, with a start, the turtle just plodding through the finish line far ahead while the animals stood by cheering. Ho-ho! How they cheered! And the hare had lost his race by being careless and cocky. So toodaloo until tomorrow, boys and girls, back home we go.
Well, that was a good old story. We always love to hear the story of the tortoise and the hare. And be sure to tune in tomorrow at 5 o'clock for Jolly Bill and Jane and enjoy a bushel of laughs on the weekly visit to Cartoon Town and hear all about your cartoons and the big, hilarious laugh of Hilarious Hatlow. That's tomorrow afternoon at the same time, 5 o'clock. And in the meantime, Jolly Bill is here again for just a minute to tell us about how you can join the Safety Army. Jolly Bill, you want to tell the boys and girls?
Oh, yes, indeed. Just send in your names, and you shall become a member of the Great Safety Army. And don't forget to send in that name for that puppy. That puppy's waiting for a name, and maybe someday the puppy will belong to you. We'll know inside of another week. So, toodaloo until...
Bye, everybody! Bye! Bye.
Cartoon time! We have a lot of fun Cartoon Town tomorrow.
Be sure to tune in again tomorrow afternoon when we'll hear Cartoon Time with Jolly Bill and Jane and Hilarious Hatlow. The program originates from the studios of KPO in San Francisco, and this is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.